Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Adulting Millennials PH, the podcast. And once again, this is your host, Janine. And for today's podcast episode, let's talk about credit cards. And I don't know about you, but growing up, I've heard a lot of negative things about credit cards. And so for today's podcast episode, let's debunk them. So the first thing on our list is credit card is bad for you in general. Now, I've heard a lot of negative or again, horror stories about credit card users when I was still a little child. But now that I'm a grown up, it actually really depends on its user. Credit card is not bad for you. It would depend on you on how you're gonna use it. Now, if you are a good payer, then you get to enjoy perks, rewards, discounts, and other benefits that your credit cards are like offering you. So, ayun siya. Unlike when you pay in cash, usually you just pay using your own money, you get to enjoy the discount, but aside from that, nothing else. You don't get to have perks, rewards, points, and other privileges. Just the discount for paying in cash, full cash. So again, credit card can also be a valuable tool for you in terms of building credit scores. So if you have a good credit score because you're a good payer, then the banks would see it. So in the future, if you will need to loan for like a housing loan, business loan, personal loan in the future, it would be easier for you to get approved. And of course, meron kang perks. Yun yung pinaka-highlight doon. And another thing on our list is actually paying the minimum amount due is like sufficient already. You know, while making minimum payment would avoid late fees, it may actually lead to long-term debt due to interest charges. So I highly suggest for you to pay in whole. And meron ako actually napanood on TikTok a few months ago. Alam ko na rin naman to beforehand, but I just wanted to highlight na usually kasi the banks, ang sinasabi nila is that ayaw ng mga banks yung mga people that would pay in full kasi walang interest charges. So yun kasi one of the ways that, you know, the banks are earning money dun sa interest charges. Kasi nga naman, when you pay in full ng end of the month, wala kang interest charge. Unlike when you pay in minimum amount due, wala kang late payment fee, but you have that interest charge already. So, although it gives you the flexibility din naman, but if you can really pay in full, then pay in full. And another thing din kasi that I personally do is that I use credit card to pay for things that I could actually afford. I don't use my credit card for those things na I couldn't pay. So, dun pa lang, although malaki yung credit limit ko, meron lang din akong spending limit for myself, like personal ko na yun, na ang kaya ko lang bayaran for this month talaga, ikakap ko siya ng 30 to 40,000 pesos. Yun yung ginagastos ko sa credit card and yun lang din yung babayaran ko end of the month. So, ganun ko siya ginagamit. So again, credit card is not bad for you. It would really depend on you on how you're gonna use it as a tool. Another thing is, credit cards are only for emergencies. I personally believe na it's also good to have like the emergency money or ayun, emergency money. I don't highly recommend to use credit cards for emergencies, but it's also good to have one. So, you know, while credit cards can be handy in emergencies, they're actually really useful pa din naman in terms of building your credit score. And of course, in terms of flexibility in payment and earning rewards na rin and managing your everyday expenses. But again, I don't recommend using credit cards for emergencies lang. Like, dapat siya na yung last resort mo na you would use a credit card. But best practice pa rin is for you to have your emergency money. Best practice pa rin yun. Yun, I would highly recommend the best practice to have your emergency money on the side and not just highly depend on the credit card that you have. Kasi may interest charge pa rin siya. And again, ang hirap. Ang hirap kapag masyado nang malaki yung nagastos mo sa credit card. It would be more difficult for you to bounce back. But again, good to have one. And aside from that one, lastly, having no credit score is actually better than having a bad credit score. Well, for me, actually, medyo 50-50 ako rito, ano? Like, it's good to not have a bad credit score. But also, if you have plans kasi in the future to loan sa bank, if you don't have a credit history, and yung financial accounts mo, like yung background mo, it's not that good, then it would be more difficult for you to loan sa bank if you will need that in the future. So again, having no credit history can actually be like, paano ba? Like more limiting. Actually, it can be as limiting as having a bad credit. So it's very important to build a positive credit history. It's very important for future financial opportunities na rin. And of course, as you can see, credit cards are not really bad for you. It would really depend on how you're gonna use it as a tool. And before we end this podcast episode, I would like to remind everyone that credit cards should be used wisely by, you know, by paying your full balance each month to build your good credit score. And of course, if you have that good credit score, you would get to enjoy the benefits and rewards without falling into debt.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.